Here's the question of the day. What did you do on your summer vacation? Most people's idea of a vacation has something to do with the beach or the mountains or an exciting city. Commentator Aaron Freeman, on the other hand, went to play with iron and fire.
Nestled in Michigan woods at the Oxbow Summer Art School, I met Eric the Blacksmith. Eric makes iron pillows. He beams of welding together two metal sheets, heating them to 1,000 degrees when iron becomes floppy like rubber. Then he blows compressed air between the welded sheets and they expand like a balloon. For Eric, it is near spiritual. All right, maybe Eric struck the anvil a few times too many, but his passion seduced me. I follow him around the sprawling Oxbow campus up a hill to the metal shed. With each step, my manly heart raced. Blacksmithing is real man's work. Hot, loud, and violent. Imagine my surprise to discover 6 of the 9 blacksmithing students are women. Bet had beaten a brass firewood basket into woman's body armor, complete with shiny bronze nipples. Chris owns a chain of early childhood education centers. She had made iron flowers. Susan forged a bed. I met Tim, the elfin metals instructor. Tim gave me goggles, a safety lecture, then walked me to a rack of hammers. Tim picked up an iron rod from a pail of them and placed it inside the blazing forge. "You want to get it while it's orange, about 800 degrees, then smack the hell out of it." I placed glowing iron onto cool steel anvil and struck. Clang! It sounded just like the blacksmith on Gunsmoke. Clang! I felt a surge of powerful well-being as I struck again and again. Clang! 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 I raised the swiftly cooling iron to survey my volcanic work. The rod was unchanged. In my Nordic zeal, I'd neglected to aim. Every blow had missed. I put the rod back in the forge. Tim said, "First you hit it where you want to start the taper and work down toward the end, then turn it over. Now use the same number of hits on every side to keep it even." This time, I aim. Bang! A different sound when the hammer hits iron. Bang, 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 bang! I work in overlapping strokes, careful to hit with the flat of the hammerhead. Bang, 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 bang! Eric says, every hammer strike tells a story. Bang, 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 bang! Every curve of the iron is a poem. Bang, 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 bang! Every piece of finished work tells the tale of its own creation. After 40 minutes, my arm is proudly sore and the end of my iron rod is pounded to a point, a stabbing spike. When a blacksmith fails at art, he can always make a weapon. Walking down the hill, hot spear in hand, I'm suddenly worried about all these women blacksmiths.
Commentator Aaron Freeman lives in Chicago.